Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
So, great news for all of you gun owners in New York State. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. That's not the great news. Well, it is great news. I guess there's a lot of great news today. Wow. So the Supreme Court coming down just a few moments ago with the big ruling. It's not the big ruling, and it's not the really big ruling. We're still waiting on decisions about Coach Joe Kennedy, our good buddy, the football coach who took a knee to pray and got fired as a football coach. We're still waiting on that decision. Also, we're waiting for Roe v. Wade. And I don't know. They're handing out more rulings, handing down more rulings tomorrow, and then grace next week is it. So they've got to have everything released by next week. And who knows? We will see. I suspect, though, Grace Baker, if I'm a justice on the Supreme Court at this point, I'm probably releasing that on a Friday. And I'm out of town. I am getting out of Dodge.
See, I get that reasoning, but. You know, I'm also like, can they please do it not so close to the weekend? Because I think people are going to riot, and they will riot more on the if it's closer to the weekend when they're not having to work.
You know, so you think they really are going to riot? They're going to burn stuff down?
I think so. I think there will be some violence. Yes.
I'm
prepared.
I think they're going to go nuclear. I really
it's going to be like 2020, the summer of 2020 all over again.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
With a different cause.
This will make whatever happened on 1-6 just like look like a Sunday school picnic.
Basically.
I mean, I'm with you. And we had what Congressman Greg Stube on last week. And he said they've got the flyers going up calling for a night of rage.
In D.C.
In D.C., but I suspect across America.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really hoping they release it like next Tuesday. Rather than on a, I mean, look, I would rather have been yesterday, but I'm just saying, in terms of rioting, I would prefer them do it earlier in the week.
You see, our news bunker, we're probably one of the few talk radio stations in America where we actually have our own in-house militia. So we've, right? I mean, just about everybody carries here in the building in some form or fashion.
This is true.
Open carry. So, and we encourage that. You know why? Because we're not a corporate conglomerate. We want people to be able to engage in their constitutional rights, their freedoms, their liberties. And better than that, I'm fairly certain that if, you know, God forbid we had some sort of a leftist mob show up in the parking lot, we would be able to handle business.
True. Very true.
I'm just saying.
Well fortified.
We are well fortified. Thank you. We have a great security force here at the Todd Starnes radio program. But I was actually talking to a couple of pastors the other day, just in passing, and I said, so are you guys concerned? And they are. I mean, there are pastors that are very concerned that if the ruling comes down and Roe v. Wade is overturned, that their churches could be targeted. And so they've got security, you know, things in place, and you already need to have that anyway.
Yeah, most larger churches do anyway.
That's true. So they can take you down, and you know, if you're going to try to do something, they will dispatch you, you know, to Jesus, and then he can take care of it from there. So anyway, I think there is a. I don't think they're scared. I think it's just a general concern because, I mean, we've seen what's been happening with the firebombing of the pro-life centers, the churches that have been vandalized. I think we could see churches firebombed.
I think we could too.
I think
anything is possible.
Absolutely. I mean, keep in mind, these are people that want to kill unborn babies.
Yes.
And they want to sell off their body parts. I mean, this is what Planned Parenthood does. So we're dealing with people who do not value life in the first place.
And going back to the churches, that's another reason I don't want it done close to the weekend, because I think churches, so if it's released tomorrow, I think churches on Sunday morning would be a really big target. Because
I have
it's
no
so
doubt.
Close.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that, and they still could be.
Oh, they could be regardless. It just seems the most likely that they would be in that scenario.
But what if somebody changed their mind? You know they can do that, Grace Baker. The justices are allowed to change their minds.
Now, if that happens, there'll be a whole nother kind of chaos going on. I'm not saying really? Violence, think- but I'm saying there will be, like, I think on the right.
You see, I don't think there will be. I don't.
I think all hope will be lost on the right. I think people are going to be helpless feeling.
So look, here's my take on that. When you look at what happens in Washington, D.C., every year they do the big March for Life. They got a big crowd. They're not gonna. It's a decent sized crowd. What about 250,000 people? Maybe.
Oh yeah.
Give or take a few. Why don't they have 20 million people marching? Why don't they have That's a million true. People marching?
That's true.
So I know that a lot of conservatives say they're pro-life, but that's about the extent of it. That's about the extent of their pro-life advocacy. So I don't, you know, again, if Roe v. Wade remains the law of the land, I think it's status quo. I don't think these people are going to get out there, the pro-lifers, and they're going to burn things down. They're going to march. They're not even marching in the streets to save the unborn.
Well, I thought I was being cynical. That's a whole different kind of cynical.
No, it's not cynical. It's just, I mean, this. I've covered the March for Life. I've covered the pro-life movement for decades, and I know it's true, and I know it may hurt people to hear this, but by and large, conservatives. Yeah, they're pro-life, but they really don't want to do anything in public to affirm their pro-life status.
That's true.
And I get it. You know, we got jobs. We got to go. That's why, by and large, conservatives do not protest, do not march in the streets. They don't burn things down because they don't have time. Normally, that happens in the wee hours of the morning. And by that time, you're asleep. You got to get up early to work because you got to pay all the bills in the country.
True.
Right? I mean, we're the ones having to foot the bills. So anyway, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that. You think there's going to be violence? 844-747-8868. I do think they can change their mind, though. And that's what I'm concerned about. But we will see. We will see. And it could be, it could get pretty ugly here, folks, in all seriousness. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. So here's the deal. The Supreme Court handed law-abiding gun owners a huge win in New York today. The decision was 6-3. And here was the law that was on the books. For years, I would tell people that they make it easier for criminals to get guns in New York than law-abiding citizens. And it was because of this law. So here's how it worked. So let's say you wanted to go and apply for a concealed weapons permit. And they're going to sit. And according to the law, you had to prove that you were asking for a concealed weapons permit for the right reason. And if it wasn't the right reason, you would not get a gun permit. Now, here's an example. You also had to be a person of good moral character. So Grace Baker would be able to go in, and she would be a person of good moral character. So they would probably give you a gun, Grace.
You just bat your eyelashes.
Let's just say that Grace works late at night. So let's just say we move the show to nighttime, and Grace, you got to come in late at night. And we are the neighborhood where our show is broadcast is a very nice, safe area. But let's say we were in a really bad part of town. It's a high crime town. And so you go and you say, hello, my name is Grace. I'm a person of good moral character. And then you tell them, well, why do you want a gun? And
to
you
tell them, protect myself.
Right, exactly.
Protect myself.
Sorry, no gun for you. The state of New York says that is not a good reason. They actually argued at the Supreme Court that wanting to protect yourself, wanting to protect your property, was not a good reason to have a concealed weapons permit.
That seems like the best reason to me, but
it
okay.
It seems like the only reason. I mean, you want to protect yourself. And quite frankly, if you're walking around with a holster, you are probably not going to be attacked. Unless the criminal is very stupid. So anyway, the justices came in, and it did not take them long to figure this out. They said this law violates the Second Amendment, and you've got a right to bear arms in this country. Somebody should tell that to the 14 Senate Republicans who are about to take away our gun rights. So I think the Supreme Court made the right call here. President Biden is infuriated over this. He says, especially in the way, and this gives you an idea, folks. This gives you an idea of what the Democrats are all about. In the wake of the horrific attacks in Buffalo and Uvalde, as well as the daily acts of gun violence that do not make national headlines, we must do more as a society to protect our fellow Americans. You know what? That's based on emotion, not on facts or reality. And that's the whole point of the Senate, by the way. That's the whole point of the Supreme Court. Now, the Senate is supposed to take their times. They're supposed to deliberate over things. They don't have to make rash decisions, which is why the Supreme Court or the U.S. Senate terms are six-year terms. There's a reason for that. They want to be thoughtful. They want to deliberate. But now everything is based on emotion. And again, the reality is that all of the laws that have been presented would not have stopped the attacks in Buffalo or Uvalde. They would not have. Biden goes on to say, I urge states to continue to enact and enforce common sense laws to make their citizens and communities safer from gun violence. I call on Americans across the country to make their voices heard on gun safety. Lives are on the line. Yeah, this is the same guy, by the way, who has yet to condemn the attempted assassination of Brett Kavanaugh. We still haven't heard anything from the White House. This is the same man, by the way, who is ordering people to get out there and protest outside the homes of the Supreme Court justices and the Chief Justice. So I find it very hard to believe that Joe Biden cares anything about public safety. They want to bully and intimidate these Supreme Court justices. And folks, that is a concern I have. Why are they waiting so long? Why did they not just go ahead and release the opinion when it was leaked? By the way, why is it that we still do not officially know the name of the leaker? Why haven't we learned the fate of the leaker? When will we know that information? But what if you have Supreme Court justices and they have been intimidated by the mob? What then? Well, at that point, ladies and gentlemen, we've lost the country. If the Supreme Court is going to be swayed, if they're going to be intimidated and bullied into making decisions, then it's over. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, you know who deserves a huge shout-out and a thank you today? That would be Donald John Trump. That Supreme Court would have been overwhelmingly leftist had Hillary Rodham Clinton been elected. So we owe President Trump a great debt of thanks here because he put on the bench strict constitutionalists. All of them sided with law-abiding gun owners. So again, elections have consequences. All you never-Trumpers, all you woke evangelicals, all you haters out there, Donald Trump put people on the bench that are actually doing what they said they were going to do. We'll be right back, America.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
And I'm sorry this dark day has come. They were supposed to go back to what was in place since 1788 when the Constitution of the United States of America was ratified. And I would like to point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at the time were muskets. I'm prepared to go back to muskets. I don't think they envision the high-capacity assault weapon magazines intended for battlefields as being covered from this, but I guess we're just going to have to disagree.
Well, that's the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. She's a moron. She doesn't know the difference between an AR-15 and a super soaker. So, again, calling this a dark day, the Supreme Court stepping in and saying, you know what? The people of New York are American citizens, and they deserve the same rights, the same freedoms that every other American enjoys. And again, less than 3% of the mass shootings in America were caused by a gunman holding an AR-15. Less than 3%. So ultimately, this is not about the AR-15s. They are laying the groundwork to take away your handguns. And that's why we need to be calling our senators, those 14 senators who sided with the Democrats and said, you know what, we're going to take away your guns, and we're going to be really smart about it. We're going to use something called a red flag law. And they're getting very close to making that case. Very close. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I want to clear this up real quick here because when I worked at Fox News Channel, we had all these far-left groups. And, man, would they come after me. They hated my guts. And so here's how it worked. They realized, first of all, my column at Fox News was the most read column on the entire website. We had something like 190, 200 million readers a year over at foxnews.com. Now everybody's migrated over to toddstearns.com. But anyway, my column was well read, and we exposed a lot of these attacks on the culture. I was one of the first people talking about the cancel culture mob in this country. And so a lot of left-wing groups came after me and wrote nasty stuff, horrible stuff, taking stories out of context, and in many cases, just flat-out lying. And every time I would go to Fox Media Relations, and I'm like, hey, you know, these people are saying that, you know, I'm lying. They're saying that I'm misrepresenting the facts here. Can we respond? No, don't say a word. You just be quiet. We don't talk to those people. We don't defend our employees. Well, I was kind of surprised, because if you allow these attacks to go unaddressed, then in the minds of many people, the perception becomes the reality. And I got a problem with that. So anyway, I was on Real News, Real American News the other day, and Dr. Gina, it was a great show. And I wanted to point out what was really going on back in 2016. So look, the Democrats, when the Democrats accuse you of being a racist, well, of course you're not a racist, but in fact, they're the ones who are the racists. So it's really a matter of projecting. And after I left Fox News, I made a commitment to myself. Anybody attacks me or my staff, we fight back. They may punch, but we're going to pound. And that's what we're about to do with this group called Right Wing Watch. I want to play some audio. This is me having a conversation with Dr. Gina, and we're talking about these attacks on conservatives.
Keep in mind, and never forget, going back to 2016, Trump supporters were brutally beaten and attacked and left bloodied in the streets of city after city after city. The left, they don't want you to remember that, but we do. We have a mind like an iron trap here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
And we do. So Right Wing Watch comes out with this attack piece claiming, they're lumping me in with white nationalist Grace Baker. I don't know what that's all about. But they're insinuating that I lied, that there were no attacks on Trump supporters, that I made it all up. And so people were going out. I didn't realize you were following the Twitter feed last night, Grace. Because I got a little heated last night.
Yeah, there were a lot of trolls. So, I mean, I was like, I got to see. And then I saw you had quite the reply, because somebody was like, oh, you're making this up.
Foul-mouthed, nasty. And I said, you know what? First of all, you need spell check. You need someone to help you with your grammar. Get a command of the English language. And then I said, you're lying. And so we linked to all of these stories about the attacks on Trump supporters.
Yes.
We came armed, loaded for bear. And we'll talk about some of that coming up. But again, folks, we're not going to let the left set the agenda. Not going to happen on this radio program. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS. All right, so again, Right Wing Watch, they're a part of People for the American Way. These folks are far left lunatics. And unfortunately, they're very effective and very powerful, and they're a nonprofit. So they're taking all of their money, and they've got people assigned to listen to this radio program. They've got people assigned to actually monitor what I say on some of these TV appearances that we do on Newsmax and Real America News and many others. And they're flat out lying about what I said. So I want to go back and I want to play for you. Again, I was reminding people that it was the anti-Trump crowd that actually facilitated and incited violence against Trump supporters back in 2016.
Keep in mind, and never forget, going back to 2016, Trump supporters were brutally beaten and attacked and left bloodied in the streets of city after city after city. The left, they don't want you to remember that, but we do. We have a mind like an iron trap here at the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
As a matter of fact, one of the attacks in San Jose, I mean, people were getting pelted with rocks and bottles and eggs. There were fist fights, and it was so bad. Even Hillary Clinton came out and condemned the violence against the Trump supporters. There was a situation in Chicago where a guy was beaten in the streets because he was wearing a MAGA hat. There was an incident in, I believe, Maryland, Montgomery High School, where a teenage boy, a 15-year-old boy, was wearing one of the red MAGA hats, and this kid was attacked by four other students. They punched him, threw him to the ground, and just started kicking the child. And this kind of stuff was happening all over America. And people want to forget about this, but there was, I mean, you want to talk about insurrection. All right, well, let's have that conversation. What these people tried to do to Trump supporters. If you remember on Election Day, they were threatening Trump supporters. If you go to the polls, you could be attacked. If you go to the polls, you could get shot. You could get beaten up. Nobody on MSDNC or CNN complained about that. Nobody talked about that. They all turn a blind eye to it. So again, when it comes to Right Wing Watch, you know what? Fine. We're on you now. We're going to be watching you. And we're not going to let you get away with this nonsense. We're just not going to do it. So we've got a story up on our website with links to all of the evidence of the Trump attacks, contrary to the lies being spewed by this guy, Kyle Mantella, M-A-N-T-Y-L-A. He looks like one of these millennial snowflakes. They say their mission is to expose the far right's extreme and intolerant agenda. Well, you know what? We're going to expose your far left intolerant agenda. Kyle Mantilla of Right Wing Watch. Unbelievable. Grace, I thought I was being polite yesterday on the Twitter.
Yeah, because you honestly just said like one or two things and you were like, here you go. Here's the articles.
You don't want to give these people, you know, a lot of these people are trolls. But
trolls or bots or whatever.
But the thing that sets me off is when people intentionally lie.
Yeah.
About what you wrote.
My thing is, you know, bad grammar, but I just can't stand bad grammar.
I mean, if you're going to go and attack somebody, at least spell the words correctly.
Please.
I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever. Oh, by the way, Biden's at it again. Cut number two.
And we're joined by the vice president and the first gentleman, Doug and Kamala, today, and several members of Congress as well.
So unless Biden has gone gay, I mean, it is Pride Month, so I don't know, maybe he identifies. No, that would be the second gentleman, Mr. President, the second gentleman. It reminds me of this incident, cut three.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him
Can we get a Pentecostal? Maybe somebody can interpret. I'm not sure what tongue that was. Can you play that again? Let me see.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him
This is the leader of the free world, ladies and gentlemen. The leader of the free world. By the way, there's a report out that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is thinking about running for the White House in 2024. Democrats are terrified. They see this. They know what's going on. They know this guy is suffering from dementia. There was the report yesterday. Kamala Harris is worming her way through. And she is stabbing the president in the back. She's trying to position herself to be the president of the United States by getting the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. And maybe it needs to be invoked. I mean, do you folks think we are at that point right now where the 25th Amendment needs to be invoked? Is now the time that we step in and say, okay, we know Kamala is going to be horrible, but this guy is going to get us into the middle of a shooting war with the Russians? Because, by the way, Biden, in his latest remarks from yesterday, was telling Americans, hey, if you are complaining about gas prices, well, you know what? That means you don't care about the Ukrainians. You would rather Russia just run roughshod.
So for all those Republicans in Congress criticizing me today for high gas prices in America, are you now saying we were wrong to support Ukraine? Are you saying we were wrong to stand up to Putin? Are you saying that we would rather have lower gas prices in America and Putin's iron fist in Europe?
In other words, he's blaming all of this on Putin and Ukraine. Keep in mind that the gas prices were going up well before the bullets started flying in Ukraine. And then the folks over at MSDNC, they're saying, hey, what's the big deal? If the gas prices are high, so what?
You know, I'm just going to say this, and if I get banged for it, I don't care. There is a great deal of Americans where it is uncomfortable that they're spending more, but they are not going to go under. You know, you got to stop complaining when there's so many people who literally the inflation rate means they may only have two meals instead of three. There are Americans who did extremely well in the last 2 years in the market. You still have your job. And yeah, it's costing you more for gas, but guess what? You're still going to take that holiday, that 4th of July vacation. You can still eat out. So I'm going to need you to calm down and back off, because it feeds into this fear, and then this fear feeds into people making decisions that creates the very thing that they're fearful of.
I'm telling you, folks, they're going to, you know what, MSDNC, you keep going down that path. But people are angry. People are angry. And I would not be surprised if we see record numbers of minorities switching political parties in the midterm elections. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Are we at the point where the 25th Amendment needs to be invoked? This week, Greta Van Susteren back on cable news. Greta's new show on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. The Record with Greta Van Susteren. You know, we had Greta on the show this week. She did a great job. You can watch 6 o'clock tonight Eastern as Greta broadcasts from Washington with real news, giving you the facts you need to know. She's asking the tough questions the big media will not ask. So find out why millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax. By the way, it's on all major cable systems, and it's also on your smartphone. That's how I watch it. So check your program guide. Get info on her new show. All you got to do is get out your smartphone and text the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta to 39747. By the way, texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
So the Democrats are freaking out. They're really concerned about old age, and they've got reason to be concerned here. I mean, everybody sees us, and there's only so much hiding you can do. I mean, they tried to keep Joe under lock and key. Remember early on where he would come out and he would say, "Well, I'm going to get in trouble if I answer your question. I'm going to get in trouble. They're going to yell at me. They're going to do something." We never knew what they did. Did they lock him in a room without his supper? Did they put him in a dark closet and like put a chair against the door? We don't know.
I'm really going to be in trouble.
Big time. Big time. So you got Dianne Feinstein, and she's what, 130? And she's just wandering around like a mummy. I mean, it's horrible. And everybody's talking about it. She doesn't know where she is half the time. People are saying she's mentally unfit to serve, but they're not doing anything about it. And then there's old Joe. By the way, a guy running for Congress from South Carolina, a Democrat, guy by the name of Joe Cunningham. He's running for the governor's mansion, and he says, telling CNN, that President Biden should not seek re-election, and he also bashed what he called the geriatric oligarchy in charge of the country. And talking about Pelosi and Feinstein, all these old guys, even old Chuckie Schumer's getting on up there. But these guys have spent decades on Capitol Hill, and they're multimillionaires many times over. And they have no discernible skill set other than being elected to office. So anyway, Cunningham is telling CNN, the folks who are making a career out of politics are making a mess of our country. That's why it's time to put term limits and age limits on politicians. Now, how do you guys feel about that? Should there be a term limit in Congress? Should there be an age limit on politicians? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. President Biden turns 80 later this year. And the CNN host says, do you think he's too old to run for re-election? Cunningham says, if President Biden were here with me right now and asking my opinion whether or not he should run for another term or whether he should step aside and allow a new generation of leadership to emerge, I would tell him the latter. So he believes that there should be a new generation of leadership in America. He says this isn't about personal about Biden, but he'll be 82 by the time of the election next year. If he served out a second term, he'll be 86 years old. I'm not sure if any of us know any 86-year-olds who should be running the entire country. Grace, you're shaking your head here. Do you think that's a good idea to have age limits?
Yeah, I feel pretty strongly about this. I think your limit should be like when you are entering office, you can be no older than 70 years old.
Really?
That's my, yep, that's
so,
my limit.
So anyone over 70.
So like if you entered office and you were 70 years old and then you get out and it's, you can't run again at 74. Even if you still have another term, you could technically run. You're too old at that point.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump is in his 70s.
And I think he's, I think it's too old.
He's 76 right now.
So when he enters, if he runs again in 2024, he'll be, you said 76, so he'll be 78, basically. So he'll 82. Be 82 when he, yeah, I just think it's too old. A lot could, I just have seen like great-grandparents and such, and I've seen, you can't help it, it's not their fault, but you can go downhill really fast. It could just happen in a year or two, and you're a totally different person.
I mean, we've seen that with President Biden.
Oh,
I mean,
my
he is rapidly declining.
Rapidly.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the stress of the job.
Yeah, exactly. And that I think that probably makes it happen even faster.
And
strenuous life.
Well, and yes, and then he has to always worry about covering up all the lies to cover up the crime syndicate and the crimes of his son.
It can get really confusing trying to weave your web of lies.
It can. So you think, so it doesn't matter Republican or Democrat,
oh,
you
I don't
say
care.
There need to be term limits.
Yep, because you have to be a minimum age to be president, right? Why not a maximum age?
Well, so where would you say, for example, members of Congress? Same?
Yeah, same.
Would you want term limits?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm all about limiting. Limited power. I don't want people like Nancy Pelosi in power forever.
She's been there decades.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, no. Bye-bye. Term limits and age
limits. All right, folks. Grace Baker says, all you old people, you need to go to the old folks home.
Okay. I just don't want an 80-year-old running our country. I also don't want an 18-year-old running our country. There's a minimum. There's a maximum. Prime of life. We got enough people.
844-747-8868 if you agree or disagree with Grace Baker. You know, you're going to make some 80-year-olds probably upset. I don't know. Maybe some 80-year-olds would agree with you. I mean, it could be.
It's nothing against old people, but like I said, your brain, I mean, you were at your prime in between. Not at the beginning, not at the end. Brain is not fully developed till you're, what, 26?
If you're in your 40s, so, 50s, and 60s, and I think 50s and 60s would be the ideal time for someone to run for the White House. But look, even Ronald Reagan, in the latter years of his administration, you could see that it was taking a toll. Not to mention the fact that, you know, he survived and he nearly died from that attempted assassination back in the first year of his presidency. So I think we're going to have these conversations. And there, I have heard the same stories about Donald Trump, that they love President Trump, but the fact of the matter is he's 76 years old. If he runs, he'll be running as a 78-year-old, and maybe it's time to have fresh blood. Maybe it's time to pass that torch on to the next generation. Let's go to Dreema on Hendersonville's WHKP. What say you?
I say I agree with Grace.
So
if you want to work at Walmart, they'll put you as a door greeter at that age. So
President Biden could leave the White House and you could visit with him at the Walmart in Delaware.
It could be a door greeter. That's exactly right.
I love it. Okay, so Dreema, is there an age limit for you? I mean, at what point do you think, okay, you don't need to be running for the presidency?
I say 67 when you have to retire. You should retire. They make us retire. They should retire.
Okay, well, let's thank you for that. Let's go to Ron in North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate there. Hey, Ron, so you disagree with Grace Baker?
Yes, sir. I'm in the bar process right now of tearing down an engine and overhauling it for an airplane there, and I'm pushing 87.
Ron, you're 87 years old?
I will be in November.
Man, good for you. So you're still out there working and kicking it.
That's right. And I just finished overhauling my RV travel trailer, too.
Ron, you sound a lot younger than 87, and you sure don't sound anything like Joe Biden.
Well, I probably because I'm working on it. I also disagree with her, Grace, a little bit on about when you have your mental acuity. She says 26, so that might be what it is now. But I think it depends on how quickly you become an adult. When I grew up, you were taking responsibility as an adult before you was out of high school.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So you think, so if Trump runs, and I've got about 5 seconds here, if Trump runs, would he get your vote as a 78-year-old?
He would, and I don't disagree with what her premise is there, but I think it should be, in other words, when they reach a certain age, if you want to require an acuity test, mental abilities test, that would be fine for
all
me.
All right. Ron, appreciate the call, my good friend. Thanks for listening to us on WSJS. What say you, America? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Grace Baker, you stirred up a hornet's nest. This is all on you, Baker. I knew you were a closet liberal.
Oh, come on.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So, look, in the last hour, we were having a conversation about Joe Biden. A lot of the Democrats now say he's too old to run for a second term, and it's time to go off into the good night. Grace Baker believes we should have term limits. So, if you're running for office at the age of, 70? Then that's it. That's the cutoff. And that there should be term limits.
Yes.
All right.
Just like the presidency. The presidency has term limits.
All right. Well, we're gonna open up the phone lines here. We've got Senator Bill Hagerty coming on, but a lot of people want to weigh in on this. Let's go to Gail in North Carolina, the talk station. And Gail disagrees with Grace Baker. Hi, Gail.
Well, I have a little bit of a disagreement with Grace.
Gail, it's okay to it's okay to really disagree. She needs that. It builds character.
Let's set Grace in line. No, let's not do that. Everybody's entitled. My thoughts are, going back to the Constitution and when it was formed, there was a minimum age requirement. And I guess that nobody put in a maximum age because nobody lived that long in the time when the Constitution was written and adopted for our country. Now, if you go and look at people of different age brackets, it's not age as a number. It's age of your brain function. That is what I'm more concerned about with our current president, because I disagree in the fact that he's cognizant. I don't think he is. But I think that Trump is totally cognizant and on the ball. I think the number is not what's required here. I think that people at certain ages can get diminished. That is where the line has to be drawn, and I think that is where we have to say, we need to assess before a person can run. There are people that are 50 that are starting to get dementia. You cannot qualify an age. It's just because you say 70 is the maximum, doesn't mean that they either do or they don't have cognitive function and the ability to run our country.
And that's a fair point. And Gail, that's a fair point. My grandmother lived till she was 103, and she had her faculties about her until the last 6 months of her life. And it was just like woke up one day and couldn't identify anybody.
Right.
So I see your point there, and maybe there should be some sort of, cognitive test, things of that nature that people should have to take if they hit that age.
With any office in government, with any office,
yeah.
You can't, if you're going to have a term limit and an age bracket for the president, you have to keep going down the line, the Senate, Congress, all the way down. You cannot. And is there an age requirement for Supreme Court justices? They could stay on for life.
For life. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Right.
All right,
yes,
Gail.
Qualified. Yeah.
Good point.
Thank you.
You took Grace to task. Well done, and appreciate the call. What can you say? All right, hang tight, everybody. We're going to get to your phones. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, though. Our good friend from the great state of Tennessee, Senator Bill Hagerty, joins us. Senator, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing well, Todd. How are you?
Senator, I got a bone to pick with you, to be honest. Over the weekend, the big Trump event across the state line of Mississippi, heard you, though, got to play golf with President Trump. Lucky you.
We had a great day. We'd had a good day before at the Faith and Freedom Conference, and I had a great dinner with the president that evening, and then a beautiful day on Saturday morning playing golf together in Middle Tennessee before he made his way over your direction.
Yeah, I was I went up Saturday to speak at the conference, and just great people there. But I had invited the president. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I said, "Mr. President, when you come to Memphis, we got to take you. We got to get you some ribs." But I think he decided that hanging out with you was much more fun. So it is what it is.
Something.
That's
really
right.
Missed something. There's nothing better than the ribs in Memphis, I got to say.
That's true. Well said. Senator, a lot going on today, and I would love to get your reaction to the news coming out of the Supreme Court where they struck down that crazy New York law that had been on the books about concealed weapons permits. It's a great day for gun owners in America.
Yeah, far too much discretion being granted to bureaucrats, basically, that can use, you know, whatever criteria they want at the end of the day to deny people their Second Amendment rights. And that's unconstitutional. The Supreme Court, I think, was right in its decision, and I'm glad to see the decision finally being taken.
Meanwhile, some of your colleagues, 14 in all, are, you know, working with the Democrats on this gun control legislation. I want to get your reaction, and what is your take? How will you be voting on this?
Well, it's still rolling its way through the Senate right now. I think there may be a number of amendments to it. There may be a major amendment that would dramatically change it and take away some of the most difficult components of it. For me, the red flag laws and the discretion to grant it again are very problematic. And, you know, as it's written right now, I'd not be able to support it. But we'll see how the process unfolds over the course of the rest of the period here. But it's still yet to be decided. How the final amendment process will go.
Yeah, I'm with you on the red flag laws. That was the big concern. You even had the governor of Pennsylvania pointing out just day before yesterday on social media saying, you know what, you write something offensive on Facebook, that's grounds for the government to show up at your door and confiscate your weapons for an undetermined amount of time. And I see a lot of opportunities for people to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I think the American public is very sensitized to just the concern you raised, Todd. When you think about what the DOJ did under Merrick Garland, going after, you know, parents who go to PTA meetings and might complain about what's happening in the school, the curriculum. Suddenly you're going to be on a watch list. And I think the public is just very, very suspicious, and rightly so, of giving the government any sort of power or discretion of that nature, particularly when it comes to our constitutional rights.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Senator Bill Hagerty from the great state of Tennessee. Senator, we are also paying very close attention to what's happening with the economy right now. Gas prices, historic highs. Even in my neighborhood in Germantown, Tennessee, I see a lot of empty store shelves where there ought to be products. Are things going to get worse? Are we at the turning point? Where do you see all of this playing out over the next couple of months?
Well, the inflation is something that unfortunately is accelerating. The most recent inflation number we had was 8.6% year over year. But Todd, when you look beneath that number, month over month, quarter over quarter, it's accelerating. It's even higher than that, which means that they do not have control of the economy right now. I had Fed Chairman Powell in front of me yesterday, and I asked him a very direct question about, you know, what's the cause of this inflation? You know, Joe Biden has been saying, the White House is constantly saying, this is Putin's price hike. You've heard that, I'm sure, Todd. I'm tired of hearing it because I know it's not true. And when I went through the numbers with Fed Chairman Powell, he said, indeed, the inflation was largely here well before Putin ever invaded Ukraine. If you look at the numbers, we were at 1.4% inflation rate when Joe Biden took office in January of 2021. by December of 2021, the inflation rate was already up to 7%. And as I just mentioned, it's risen an incremental 1.6% this year to 8.6%. This is Joe Biden's doing.
As a matter,
he tries to deflect blame at every turn.
As a matter of fact, Senator, we have that audio. Let's take a listen.
Given how inflation has escalated over the past 18 months, would you say that the war in Ukraine is the primary driver of inflation in America?
No, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
There you go. I mean, it's very clear that that Biden is placing the blame in the wrong spot. Now he's telling all of these gas stations. Well, let's let Biden explain it for himself. Cut number eight.
So let's be honest with one another. My message is simple to the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump. This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product. Do it now. Do it today.
Senator, your reaction to that?
You know, it's just creepy when he whispers like that. But I think that the message from the oil companies when they came back to him was very clear. Until Joe Biden creates an environment where they can make the necessary investments in refinery capacity and pipeline capacity, it's not going to happen. Joe Biden, we've made the investment environment so hostile here in America that an energy company cannot make the 10-year multi-billion dollar investment that they need to make to put the capacity that's necessary to continue to refine oil and gas. Biden is doing everything, whether it be regulatory or using the powers of the executive branch to come in and just block things, killing the Keystone XL pipeline, not allowing any permits to be issued on federal lands. Everything that he's doing has been driving the price of energy up. So he talks like this in one side of his mouth, but all of his actions are in the opposite direction. Joe Biden is the one driving this, not anyone else. And he comes up with this gimmick like a tax holiday that he's going to do, 18 cents a gallon tax holiday. People hear that, but they know that everything he's doing in the other direction is trying to destroy the oil and gas industry in America. It makes us weaker as a nation. It hurts our economy, and it hurts our national security.
And Senator, I mean, the administration just gaslighting the American people on these drilling rights. Remember, what is it, back in May, he pulled those three offshore oil leases, at least the sales. He's curbing new drilling. It's as if, he is intentionally making us dependent upon foreign countries. But the end game is to get all of us into these electric cars. That's what this is really all about.
And that's true, Todd. And he talks about having bringing the oil and gas industry of America to an end by 2030. That's 8 years from now. We're not going to have the capacity to build the number of electric vehicles that he's talking about. And windmills and solar panels, where do they come from? China. The batteries for the electric vehicles come from China right now. So Joe Biden wants to make America more dependent on China at a time when China's aggression is higher than ever before toward us. I mean, this is ridiculous. Making us more vulnerable, and again, it's a national security issue, and he's just blindly following this climate theology, and he's pushing us over the precipice.
And I love how you frame that, because it is a theology. Senator, we always appreciate you coming on the program, and would love to hit the links with you one of these days if you're over in Memphis.
All right. Thanks so much, Todd. Great to be with you.
All right. Senator Bill Hagerty, everybody, from Tennessee. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Before we go to break, though, Rita in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC, wants to weigh in on this conversation we've been having about whether or not there should be age and term limits for people running for Congress and the White House. Rita, what's on your mind?
I absolutely agree with Grace Baker. I am an older person myself, and I know that you can't paint a broad brush for anybody's mental capacities, but when you get to be over 70, you have the ability to go downhill quickly if any sort of thing happens. And I think the wisdom of someone who is older could definitely be in an advisory capacity, but I think age limits and term limits to start and end is a definite must. And I love Donald Trump. If he's the only one out there, I would probably vote for him, but I would rather have someone younger.
Well, and you're not the only person saying that, Rita. So I think it's more important in Congress, where you basically have a ruling class of people like Pelosi,
exactly,
and Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell.
Absolutely.
All right. Rita, thank you for calling. And Grace, you got somebody. Rita agrees with you.
I like Rita.
There you go.
Speaking common sense.
And it's good to remind people, by the way, you were president of your Young America's Foundation chapter. So you're really not a liberal.
Yes, this is true.
Because you know they'll come after you on Facebook. I knew she was a liberal.
Whatever.
844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Should there be age and term limits in Congress and the White House? We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
So I'm trying to figure out who I dislike more. Is it the French or the British? I think it's the French. But the British, you know, they get a little bit ornery. And I do enjoy some of the movies, you know, and the shows that they produce over there. I was a big fan of the Monty Python stuff back in the day. But those guys, you know, those are funny. Those guys are funny and they're entertaining. They're not like in your face, like this reporter chick from, oh, pardon me, we can't say chick, gal. A British reporter was trying to call out Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, when you do that, what this British, you know, again, this British reporter, you look at Marjorie Taylor Greene and you don't think that she's a pit bull, right? So, or in this case, a tiger. And so the British reporter thought that Marjorie Taylor Greene was like a little kitty cat, a little sweet purring kitty cat that you could just go and basically manhandle the kitty cat. The British reporter learned a very important life lesson.
And it's our job to defend the Second Amendment.
Well, if I understand that we don't have guns in the UK, that is true, but we don't have mass shootings either. Children aren't scared to go to school.
You have mass stabbings, lady. You have all kinds of murder, and you've got laws against that.
Nothing like the same rates.
Well, you can go back to your country and worry about your no guns.
That's very kind.
We like ours here.
It's true. If you don't like it, leave it. Delta's ready when you are. Tally-ho, lady. I love, what did she say, lady? Can we play that again? I love that.
And it's our job to defend the Second Amendment.
Well, if I understand that we don't have guns in the UK, that is true, but we don't have mass shootings either. Children aren't scared to go to school.
You have mass stabbings, lady. You have all kinds of murder, and you've got laws against that.
Nothing like the same rates.
Well, you can go back to your country and worry about your no guns.
That's very kind.
We like ours here.
All right, you go, girl. You go, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And did the reporter go back? Do we know if she went back to Heathrow? By the way, what a horrible airport, the Heathrow Airport. I don't know who built that thing, but it needs to be torn down and built over again. I like Memphis International. It's a great airport. You can get around easily in it. Anyway, MTG talking about and defending guns in America. And the British are still put out over the fact that we whooped their butts back in the 1770s. That's what that's really all about. So anyway, we decided to send our intern on a little project today. Alan, the intern from Liberty University, and doing a great job. Grace, we are blessed with incredible interns.
The absolute best.
And so we said, Alan, we need you to go and find out some information for us. Exactly how many people in Great Britain have been victims of knife attacks and mass stabbings, and it's a huge problem. I mean, this is a massive problem over there. So we're going to post all this info over on the website, but it's just really shocking when you see the numbers, and we're talking hundreds and hundreds of people who have been murdered. Tens of thousands of people have been wounded in mass stabbings. Almost 50,000 people. That's more people who have been killed by AR-15s in this country. So, ladies and gentlemen, MTG came armed to the fight with the facts. And the British chick, tally-ho, back home to you, governor. We'll be right back, America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
So what to me this decision is tone deaf.
Yeah,
it to is. the very American epidemic and reality we are living. Yeah. We are in a state where just a month ago there was a mass shooting at a supermarket where people are not safe. We are at a time in American politics where the pressure and the outrage by Americans, the majority of Americans, is such that we're finally seeing bipartisan movement in the Senate on crafting a gun reform legislation. This is a victory for the NRA.
We, the president, myself, many of us are deeply concerned and troubled by the Supreme Court's ruling today. It, I believe, defies common sense and the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, the Biden administration defies common sense, ladies and gentlemen, and clearly the Supreme Court understanding and upholding the Second Amendment. Joe and Kamala have a very difficult problem understanding what the phrase "shall not be infringed" means. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have back with us our friend from the great state of Montana, Big Sky Country, Congressman Matt Rosendale. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Where 64% of the households have firearms, and that's why we have low crime rates, Todd.
It's that simple, Congressman, and it just cracks me up to watch the left and, quite frankly, even some in our own party, because I'm a Republican, stand up and fight the Second Amendment.
It bewilders me. It is absolutely it bewilders me. Why in the world would we violate the rights of law-abiding citizens because we have criminals out there? Take the list of crimes that get committed every single day. And whether it's a car violation, a motor vehicle violation, a securities and exchange violation, but with trading stocks and bonds, you name it. We do not take the rights of law-abiding citizens away because criminals don't follow the laws. And I do not believe that this is the time for us to start. And I believe, quite frankly, this is going to make its way up to the courts, not soon enough for my liking, but it will make its way up to the courts. And I think the Supreme Court is still going to overturn this. I mean, they showed in Heller that, it quote, impossible for citizens to use for the core lawful purpose of self-defense firearms if they are not available to them, if they're not readily available to them. So I think that this will be struck down.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I say congratulations on this ruling today for the good people of New York State. And it was shocking when you read the law as it was written, Congressman. If you wanted to have if you were applying for a concealed permit, and the only reason you wanted to have that concealed permit was to protect yourself and your family and your property, that was not a good enough reason, according to the state of New York. So people used to laugh at me when I would tell them they make it easier in New York for criminals to get guns than law-abiding American citizens.
Yeah, that is exactly right. So I'm very glad to see that the New York action was taken today to strike these things down. That is critically important. The court's decision to protect Americans' ability to keep and bear arms and enable Americans to continue to carry concealed weapons, that was the right decision.
And meanwhile, Congressman, I want to get your take on this. Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday, she just says what's on her mind, and she doesn't back down. A British reporter came after her on the issue of gun ownership. Here's how that went down.
And it's our job to defend the Second Amendment.
Yeah. Well, I understand that we don't have guns in the UK. That is true, but we don't have mass shootings either. Children aren't scared to go to
you
school.
You have mass stabbings, lady. You have all kinds of murder, and you've got laws
same,
against
nothing
that.
Nothing like the same rates.
Well, here. You can go back to your country and worry about your no guns.
That's very kind.
We like ours here.
Well, Delta's ready when you are. That's our saying down south, Congressman.
Look, people find ways to commit crimes, and if they want to kill, they're going to kill, unfortunately. It's tragic. I mean, it is tragic. And whether they use a knife, whether they use an automobile, or as we've seen, unfortunately, in 911, they can take a jet and run it into a building and
That's
kill
right.
thousands of people. There are ways to kill people if you have your mindset on it. And what we have to do is make sure that we identify the folks that have mental illness. We have to secure our schools so that our children are safe, and we have to make sure that the treatment is available for those who have mental illness. And it's long-term perpetual treatment that it's going to require for folks.
And Congressman, on this radio program, we celebrate facts and not emotions. So we have the best interns in America. Alan, the intern, a student at Liberty University, ran the numbers. We said, hey, look, here's what the British lady said. Get this, Congressman. We're looking at the numbers. And again, population factors into this. What, 69 million people in the UK, 329 million here in America. When you break down the numbers of people killed by an AR-15, 455 in America. But when you look at those knife attacks, we're looking at almost the same number of people that were killed by knives in the UK. So, you know, it's important for people to understand and to put things into context. And unfortunately, our mainstream media, they don't want to do that. And certainly a lot of lawmakers up on Capitol Hill don't want to do that.
They're not going to do that because there's a lot of people on Capitol Hill, Todd, you and I both know, that want to disarm the public. I mean, that's what their goal is. And they try to use every single incident that they can to try and take our rights away. And there's fortunately enough of us that are still standing up and pushing back against this that hopefully we can hold back the tide of the radical left as they try to disarm our country. That is a bad thing, and I will not support any legislation that proposes to infringe upon our Second Amendment rights, and we need to focus our attention on criminals and securing our schools.
Meanwhile, Congressman, before we let you go, I know there's been a lot of attention focused on that horrible and catastrophic flooding over at Yellowstone. Roads knocked out. It's really impacting tourism. How are folks there doing?
You know, thank you so much for bringing that up. It was a blessing. The hand of God protected a lot of people when that flooding took place because it rolled in anywhere from 3 o'clock in the morning till the daylight hours. And it was basically like flash flooding that came out of these very steep mountains and into the stream beds that were there in the bottom. And it wasn't just Yellowstone Park. We've got three counties that were hit very hard, Stillwater, Carbon, and Park counties. And they are putting things back together. We were able to get FEMA and the Corps of Engineers out there right of way. Any work that gets done in the stream bed, we have to have the Corps of Engineers sign off on it. I've been in touch with the county commissioners of the counties and with the emergency services folks. So has our Senate delegation. Governor Gianforte has been in touch with everyone. We're all hands on deck, people on the ground. They've cleaned a lot of the debris. And when I talk about debris, I don't mean just like sand and rocks. I'm talking boulders like that are 4 feet across that the stream came out of the stream beds. But we're getting open for business again. Yellowstone Park looks like it's going to have about 80% of the park opened up within the next about 10 days. And we are glad to see everyone still come to Montana and see us and visit this summer. It's an incredible state to live in, but it certainly is a treat to come out and visit. And you will see our beauty still retains that of the landscape and the people themselves.
Congressman, great to hear that. And I know that a lot of folks are out traveling, and they'll make it to your beautiful state. We're going to leave it there. And we hope for a speedy recovery for all the folks impacted by those floods. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me on, Todd.
All right. Good guy right there, Congressman Matt Rosendale out of Montana. Grace Baker, there is a crazy story on Salon.com about privilege. Now, you know, it's they've been saying that, you know, all of us people of the Caucasian persuasion, we're the ones who have privilege. And especially those of us who are white men, we especially have privilege.
Y'all are the worst.
We're terrible. And I'm a Baptist, and that makes it even worse. And I eat red meat. So I'm just an irredeemable person, I suppose. So anyway, was it yesterday? We were talking about the whole thing about the, they want reparations.
Yes.
And, you know, so I'm supposed to give people reparations. And I'm wondering, and sincerely wondering, I mean, this is an earnest thing. How do I repay my debt to, you know, the slaves of the 1860s?
Well, I think you got to give up your caddy.
I'm not giving up the Cadillac. I may need that to haul the. I mean, if they're putting me out in the fields, that's what I'm trying to get. I'm not sure I'd be a good field hand.
Oh, my gosh.
I just, you know, it's hard work, and you got to bend over and get pick the cotton and the cotton stickers. It's not easy work. So maybe I could be, I could work in the yard. I don't know, I could mow the grass.
But let me guess, you'd want to ride on the mower. You wouldn't want to push
it. I got to have a riding mower. But maybe that's part of the reparations. That would be privilege. So I'm going to have to get out there and do an old school lawn, you know, lawnmower, a push mower. So anyway, apparently it's not just us. There's also, according to Salon, something called privilege in the animal kingdom.
Uh-oh, don't let Merlo listen.
Yeah, I don't think Merlo's, Merlo's not on the list here. But scholars and the media are calling out animal privilege, and they're saying that some animals are have greater privilege than others.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, I guess you could say the lion has more privilege than the antelope.
Well, yes, because they go and eat.
Exactly.
They eat the animals that can't run the fastest. But they're apparently squirrels are the worst. And they're saying
they are the worst.
So this is coming from the World Economic Forum. And so, you know, these people are nuts. Inequality is a threat to our social fabric, but it's not just a human problem. Inequality is not confined to humans. Animals are divided by privilege, too. This is based on an essay published in Behavioral Ecology. That's December 2021. Mammals, fish, birds, even insects have been shown to benefit from inherited wealth and abilities.
I mean, the squirrels do get all the nuts.
The bank of the tundra? That is true.
They hoard them.
They say some have a better quality of life than other members of the same species, including access to food and shelter just because of their parent status. I am not making this up. This is not make-believe. These people are bonkers.
You could say they're nuts.
A flock of inequality examples were cited in the piece as it relates to animals such as hyenas, clownfish, and wasps.
You got to watch those clownfish.
By the way, those are the wasps are the bees, not the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Different kind of wasp. Just want to point that out. Hyenas inherit territory. Clownfish inherit sea anemones.
This is true. Have you not watched Finding Nemo? Tons of privilege there.
No. Is that the one with the gay fish?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Maybe.
No, that was the Pixar. I'm sorry. I'm mixing up. What's the Buzz Lightyear?
Oh, we're talking about two totally different movies.
In the insect world, some female wasps inherit their nest from their parents, which means they're more likely to produce offspring than less privileged lone females who are denied access to the nest.
Dang.
It's always the single mom wasps. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about them. The New York Times in December wrote an article, even hermit crabs have wealth inequality.
Because they have their own house attached to them at all times, like a mobile home.
Probably so. They say that their behavior is similar to the distribution of wealth in human societies. The resemblance between crab and human inequality might come from similarities between crab vacancy chains and the way people pass on wealth. By the way, I love Joe's Crab Shack. Have you ever been?
No.
It's got good food there. While smaller crabs don't exactly inherit their wealth from bigger crabs, the largest shells are a source, are a scarce resource that only few crabs are privileged enough to get their claws on. This is from the New York Times. To study wealth transfers between animals, scientists ask concrete questions. Does a lizard that lives with its parents survive longer? Does a monkey with access to larger nutcracking rocks go on to have more children and grand? By the way, I don't know what happened, but in my Instagram feed now I'm getting the like monkey moms and their children videos.
Todd.
And it's just they are horrible with their children. They smack them around and drag them by the arm. I mean, it's really child abuse in the monkey kingdom.
Well, let me just go back to the hermit crabs for a second. I mean, if they're paying their rent on time, you know, with the sand dollars, just leave them alone.
I see what you did there. In December of 2021, Salon reported that squirrel privilege is real. Intergenerational wealth drives animal inequality, they wrote.
That's why they're so obnoxious.
Perhaps by understanding how privilege perpetuates among animals, it might help humans understand how to improve equity among our own species. You know, Grace.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I was the victim of a squirrel robbery.
Oh, really?
In New York City. I came home and a squirrel, the entire apartment was ransacked. Things were broken. It was horrible. I mean, everything was ransacked. And I walked in and I thought, oh, my gosh, I've been robbed. And I, fortunately, out of the corner of my eye, I saw something and ducked, and it was a flying squirrel.
Oh, my.
So I call the landlord and I'm like, there is a squirrel in my apartment. And they said, no problem, we've got people for that. And so they bring somebody in. Some guy comes rolling a big van, and he gets out. He's got a huge utility belt on, and he's got this big net. And I said, are you the squirrel guy? And he says, yeah, I'm the squirrel guy. I said, where's your gun? Where is your gun? And he was horrified. We don't shoot squirrels. We relocate them. I'm like, yeah, but then he's going to come right back. And, you know, again, you've got to be tough on crime.
He liked your stash.
Clearly. So I guess the squirrel did have privilege.
I guess so.
I'm just saying. So anyway, they went in and he captured the thing and it's in the net and they threw it in the back of the van. I don't know what happened to the squirrel. But I was really disappointed. I was wanting to hear some gunfire. Take
you
that
wanted
squirrel
a show.
Out.
You wanted dinner and a show.
I wanted retribution. I wanted justice.
Oh,
that's
my
what I
gosh.
Wanted. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Hello, everybody. Why doesn't it make more sense to get tougher on the criminals committing crimes instead of the law-abiding citizens? Love your show.
And we love you. Thank you. That's Stacy from Evansville, Indiana. She left us a shout out. And you can do that if you download our free app, which is available at kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com. You can download the app, listen to us wherever you are in America. And if you go to the three bars and click on those bars, you can leave us a shout out like Stacy just did, and we will play those on the radio. So again, kwamradio.com if you want to check that out. You know, you just heard Senator Bill Hagerty, Congressman Rosendale on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We love our friends at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They have some incredible deals just for our listeners over at PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Folks, they have incredible coverage, incredible discounts for military veterans and first responders, and it's all available exclusively for our listeners. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so glad that you are hanging out with us today. Hope you're doing good wherever you might be across this great nation. Hey, ToddStarnes.com is our website. Bookmark that page. We have some great resources for you free of charge over at ToddStarnes.com. We also have stuff you can buy. We have a great store. You can buy all of my books. We have lots of other great merch over there as well. And they're always adding a new thing. So we've got a couple of new products we're going to be telling you about in the coming days. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program. He has one of the top rated shows in all of America on the weekend. We're talking about our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor, how are you today?
Todd, other than the fact it is hot in the Southland and everybody needs a big gallon of sweetened iced tea.
Yes, sirree. I've been we're hitting 101, I think, later today, so it's a little toasty out there.
It is hot, but I guess it could be worse. I could be in Washington, D.C., where at least where I am in Arkansas, it may be hot, but it's not crazy.
Speaking of crazy, Governor, I've got to share this breaking news, and this impacts a lot of our all of us who enjoy Southeastern Conference football. Arch Manning, that's the grandson of Archie, has announced where he's going to play football. He was pursued by Georgia, Alabama, and Clemson, and Fox News now reporting that Arch Manning has decided to play football at the University of Texas in Austin.
You know, that's kind of a surprising news. Why would he waste all of that good talent at the University of Texas when there are so many fine SEC schools where he could play and showcase his great skill? But yeah, that's a choice he's going to have to live with.
That's true. That's kind of unfortunate. We were kind of hoping for him over at Tennessee, but, you know, it is what it is. So there you go. All right. Governor, big news for the for gun owners in New York State. The Supreme Court ruling that Americans living in New York do have a right to carry guns outside of their homes after all.
Well, it should have been a 9-0 decision. Thank goodness it was a 6-3. But it was a very convincing decision, and I thought that the opinion written by Justice Thomas and affirmed by Justice Alito made the point that the Second Amendment is not something that you can put the restrictions simply saying that some government official decides when you believe you're threatened, and that there is a right that you have to protect yourself, and that the government can't make these measures so complicated that they basically can say, well, you weren't immediately threatened, even though you may feel threatened when you walk from your home to the subway station. And they've overturned that decision. It was a very good decision. It was a constitutionally based decision. And now we're once again seeing the benefit of having a president who appoints Supreme Court justices who actually respect the Constitution. It's not what they wished it said.
No, you're right about that, Governor. And we reminded people earlier in the show. Hey, look, President Trump deserves some credit here because of the kinds of judges he put on the federal bench, not just at the Supreme Court level, but throughout the federal judicial system. I mean, this and to your point, this is what happens when you do a good job at that.
100%. And I think there are going to be other decisions the court makes. We're still, of course, waiting on that Mississippi case of abortion. I do believe that they're going to decide that Roe only decided. It is the left presented to be that it's the end of the world and that no one can get an abortion. It just means that it's going to go back where it was before 73, where it should have been all along, and that's at the state level. And I still hope that at some point the real issue will be decided at the point of personhood. Not the point of privacy, but personhood for the unborn child. Because if we ever can say and we should be able to say it, the science is on our side, that the unborn child is a human person. At that point, the 4th and 14th Amendment kicks in, and these are children that can't be killed because they weren't subject to due process, and their rights were taken from them, and they would have civil rights as a result of personhood.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee. And Governor, we had Congressman Greg Stube on last week. He says flyers are going up all over D.C. calling for a night of rage if, in fact, Roe v. Wade is overturned. And a lot of people very concerned about violence across this country.
Well, don't worry, Todd, because Merrick Garland is on the case, and he's going to go out there with his Justice Department crews. They will absolutely round up people who are breaking federal law as it relates to protest and destruction of property. And also, Nancy Pelosi and Liz Cheney are going to put together a special committee to investigate anybody that goes out and tries to intimidate federal officials in the courts and elsewhere. So let's just put our minds at ease. Thank goodness the adults in Washington are back in charge. We've got Biden in the White House, Pelosi in the House. Because we know they're looking after the average guy out there, and they're interested in equal application of the law. And if anybody in the entirety of your listening audience thinks I just said something seriously, God help them.
Yeah, well said. Governor, I'm curious to get your thought on this story. Breitbart reporting that Disney stock, a year ago, it was $180 a share. Now it's $93 a share. So it's collapsed nearly 50% as executives double down on the grooming and the advancement of this radical LGBT agenda in their programming. Are you surprised by that?
No, I'm not. It really does affirm the attitude of get woke, go broke. I don't think the Disney executives care. They're so interested in their political agenda. But the Disney brand has been destroyed. I don't know how parents or grandparents, for that sake, will ever trust the Disney brand again. I know I don't. And I'm not going to spend another dime taking my grandkids to Disney World. I'm not going to say, by assumption, that a Disney movie is a safe movie to watch, because they've proven that it won't be. They're going to force little kids to be subjected to an indoctrination of everything from same-sex relationships to transgenderism for small children, and that's just not appropriate for little kids. There's no need for Disney to take on this culture. If they want to become an adult film industry and do XXX movies, they're certainly free to do that, but they need to quit pretending that they are a family-friendly company, because they've proven that they are most certainly not.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the new Buzz Lightyear movie, it hasn't even come out yet, but the headline is Ratings Plummet, Same-Sex Scene Sparks Review Bombs. So people going online, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and warning people, don't take your kids to go see this, or you're going to be having to explain, you know, this gay same-sex scene in the cartoon meant for children.
You know, I don't know a single parent who says, son, I want to take you to this cartoon, because in the cartoon, they're going to give you explicit sexual instruction that you might need to see as you're a 4 or 5 year old kid. No, you take your kids to a movie because you want them to be entertained, and you want it to be harmless and simply a pleasant experience. Kids at that age don't need to be indoctrinated. And if somebody is going to teach them about sex, it ought to be their mothers and fathers and not some woke Disney exec who has a far left-wing agenda and wants to groom these kids into thinking something that maybe goes against the values of their parents.
And speaking of harmless and a pleasant experience, what's coming up on the big show this weekend?
Well, we're going to have Congressman Don Bacon with us. We also have Matt Wall talking about his absent documentary called What Woman? And I've had a chance to screen it. I'm telling you, it is just absolutely spellbinding.
Oh, I think we've lost the governor. I think we lost the governor here, folks. All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, we hit a bad cell signal there, but Matt Walsh is the guest he was talking about. Matt Walsh is going to be a guest on the Governor's Weekend Show on Trinity Broadcasting Network, and you'll be able to watch that. We have links to the Governor's program over on our website. Folks, we got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, this afternoon, 4:30, I'll be on Newsmax, Chris Salcedo show. Hope you tune in and watch, and we'll post that up on our website, toddstearns.com, as well. And just a reminder, if you have not downloaded our app, we would love for you to do that. You know, our radio station, we're growing. We're in 135 markets now, but we're not in a lot of there are a lot more out there. So what we would love for you to do is download our free app, and you'll be able to listen to my show. You can listen to lots of other conservative talk radio hosts, and you can do that by going to kwamradio.com and click on the app. That's kwamradio.com. Click on that app. All right, let's go to the phone. Statesville, North Carolina, Patricia, WSIC. Hey, Patricia, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I just want to make comments about the question of age in being president. Personally, I think it would be age discrimination. President Trump was so on the money on so many things, and I really can't think of anything that he said or did that I would consider wrong or bad for a country. It was all good. He did take a test, a cognitive test, after he became president and scored very highly, and I feel confident he would again based on his speeches and what he's able to remember and keep together. And I personally think it's disgraceful that we have not made the president, the current president, responsible to take a test himself.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Patricia. And maybe there is something to that, you know, having some sort of a cognitive test. The challenge, though, and somebody called in about this earlier, and it's a valid point. You could be doing great at 75, 76 years old, but all it takes is a couple of months and you could be in the nursing home. I mean, that's just the way things go sometimes. And I think that's something to factor.
Well, I know a lot of 80-year-olds and even some 90-year-olds that are very mentally acute. And the lady that called in and said it should be based on that testing is correct. But as far as I can see, and I listen to many rallies, President Trump would have no problem with that.
And you know, he's the oldest person elected president of these great United States, Donald Trump.
And I think that's amazing.
And he certainly looks good. I mean, he's physically fit. Clearly, he's, I would say, dropped about 10, 20 pounds. He's out playing golf and having a good time. But interestingly enough, Ronald Reagan was actually the oldest person to hold the office. So Trump is the oldest person elected. Reagan was actually the oldest person to hold the office because, he had two terms. All right, Patricia, thanks for the call. Let's go to Ted. Ted's hanging out with us on WSIC as well in North Carolina. Hi, Ted. What say you?
Man, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you. And I enjoy your show. I listen to it whenever I can.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hear a lot of comments, both by the president and various other people, saying that people like myself should not own an AR-15 style weapon, that we have no need for it. It's not for self-defense. They actually balk at that. I disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. If you go back in the history books, you'll discover that the Japanese talked about invading this country, and one of the reasons that they did not was because they knew the population was armed. And, you know, we live in a very dangerous time right now. We have been for a number of years, and right now it's probably the most dangerous time since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And, you know, if there's some type of huge disaster in this country or in this state or any other state, collapse of the government or anything, you know, we can't predict what's going to happen. You know, the citizens need to be able to arm themselves and need to be able to protect themselves and need to be able to match the enemy, whoever the enemy may be, whether it's roving bands of criminals or a foreign country. You know, during the revolution and before the revolution in this country, there were bands of criminals that roamed western South Carolina and western North Carolina, and they had to be dealt with by the militia. Militia being the group that the government got together of common citizens and military mixed, and they dealt with these criminals. And that's the reason I have this gun. I've got one. It's a very nice gun. In fact, it belonged to a former law enforcement officer that I've worked with. I don't hunt, but I love to target practice. But that's the reason I have it. And if they take this away from us, if they take this right away from us, they take away our ability to arm ourselves.
Yes, they do. And at that point, Ted, you know, we become a socialist regime. I mean, it's that simple. They disarm enough Americans, they'll be able to take over. And they know they can't do that, which is why they've got to get the guns. And it's all part of a process. I mean, that's one of the reasons why they were so keen on shutting down churches during the global pandemic, Ted. They just wanted to see if they would do it, you know, if pastors would actually close their doors. And they did.
Yeah, you know, and the problem is not the weapons. The problem is the moral decay in this country.
That's right.
And that is not addressed by them. And, you know, they have their own secular ideas about how to solve the problem, and that's not going to do it. It's a spiritual problem. That's what it boils down to.
Look, Ted, you're bringing a lot of truth to the table here, and we want you to give us a call back. Thank you for listening to us. And Ted is right. We are dealing with moral decay in the country, and that's quite frankly why every law-abiding person needs to be armed. You know, back in the day, in the early days of this nation, if you did not have a weapon and you were a victim of a crime, it was your fault. They considered that to be your fault because you should have had a gun. You should have had some way to protect yourself and your family against the criminals. But I'm telling you, folks, that's why they're coming after the guns. They know that once they disarm the population, they'll be able to do with you guys whatever they want to do. So that's why we need more gun-toting, Bible-clinging, patriotic Americans in this great country. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, you heard Governor Huckabee talking about iced tea. Sweet mercy, it is so hot. It is so hot. And that's why I'm proud to tell you about Life Change Tea, our great sponsor, big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Life Change Tea is so amazing, all natural. 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors. I love the peppermint. Just, folks, brew up some, put it in the fridge, grab some ice, and you will be refreshed. Go to getthetea.com. Use my code Todd10. And they're going to give you $10 off your order and free shipping. It's pretty awesome. We'll be right back, America.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, welcome back. Good to have you with us. A lot of people wanting to call in today. Always fun listening, hearing from our great listeners. By the way, I am, you know, we're going to be on the road quite a bit this summer. And Grace Baker, we've been looking for some good restaurant recommendations in Wichita, Kansas, and also in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So those people go to the top of the list.
Okay.
Because we gotta, I don't like going, you know, it's like going to New York City and I see tourists and they say, oh, we're going to go to the Olive Garden.
Oh, no, my gosh.
No, don't do that.
Come on.
So I love going to like triple D joints, Guy Fieri, you know, diners, drive-in and dives.
Yes.
And so I've been to a couple and they're pretty good. I mean, Guy's been on the mark.
He's got pretty good judgment.
There are a few that were not. It was what it was. But anyway, we'd love to know. So if you're in Winston-Salem, we need to know where are the coolest places to grab some food. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Dave in North Carolina. The Talk Station wants to weigh in on Mitch McConnell. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. On the age limitations, I pretty much go with a lot of what you're hearing. We're all different age by age. I'm a great grandpa. I run circles around 25-year-olds a lot. So it depends on the person. Yeah, if there was a way to do cognitive testing and ability testing, I would also do a background check. Is this guy successful at anything? Can he do anything besides politics? Now, on Mitch McConnell, you're hearing this clip that he comes out and he finishes it with people want to know that their kids are safe in schools. Isn't the name of this bill the Protect the Children Act or something like that, Child Protection Act or something?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, so Biden came out, and I spoke to you about it shortly after the last school shooting in Uvalde, and we talked about it, and I mentioned that shortly after Parkland, I was one of the people that volunteered, retired military. There's a bunch of us, retired military, retired law enforcement, who have volunteered to go out and set this up. Nobody's setting it up. Biden came out after this last shooting and said, I'm not going to harden schools. I'm not going to put protection in schools. We are lucky here in Eastern Carolina, down away from Raleigh and Charlotte and all that, we've got good sheriffs. And I heard Sheriff Chip Hughes from Craven County the day after that shooting, he said, I'm putting deputies in every school to the end of the school year. Well, that's the way it is here. But nobody is putting together a plan to protect the children. That's the whole thing. It's always take the guns, take the guns, take the guns. And because the children aren't protected, because it is a soft target, unfortunately, it increases the likelihood of another shooting because the evil in the hearts of anybody who would attack a child to begin with, let alone a group of unarmed children, you know, that is the lack of a man. That is the deepest of cowardice. It is the utmost in evil.
But Dave, it's not about protecting the kids. It's about laying the foundation to grab the guns. That's really all about.
But it's about not protecting the children to do that.
That's true. You're right.
And there is no outward plan. You know, and I have listened to Sean Hannity, the people that are hosting the Jim Bohannon show now. I don't know where Jim is. He's been off for a few months. But, you know, all this, and I keep hearing them, well, they get these people on there. Well, you know, we could put something, you know, we're looking at retired military and law enforcement. We're looking at this. It takes some time. No, a child got hurt, a child got hit, got killed, anything happened. It doesn't take time. You put something in place, and then you develop a more elaborate plan. You sophisticate your training, you do whatever. But you don't wait till the next time. And that's what's happened all throughout all these school shootings, all throughout all these mass shootings. You know, if you go to a foreign country, like, I don't know, I'm not going to say England because of, hey, lady, you got your own problems. But, you know, if you go to most foreign countries, you see armed security all over the place.
Oh, of course. And you see it up on Capitol Hill too, Dave. I mean, that's the double standard we're talking about. Dave,
with their high-capacity magazines,
that's right,
and their large-caliber weapons.
All right, yep. Dave, got to run. A great, great call, though, and thank you for listening. Grace, we've got to do this. I nearly forgot about this. You got to remind me about this kind of stuff. Yesterday, the show comes to an end. I'm looking out from our windows, and what do I see pull up in front of our talk radio bunker?
Yes.
A giant delivery truck, Williams Sausage.
Yes.
And so there's a guy who works for Williams Sausage, the best sausage in all of America. Mm-hmm. I'm just flat out Tennessee. You say, what about Tennessee Ernie Pratt? No, no, it's Williams Sausage. But they're based in Tennessee.
And Todd will fight you on
and
this.
And I will fight you on that. You got to get the thick slab spicy sausage. It'll change your life. And it'll really improve your breakfast. Pep in the step, if you will. So anyway, the Williams Sausage truck, and the guy gets out. His name is Raymond, and he's a regular listener of the program. He's a driver for Williams Sausage. And he says, I'm a big fan. I hear you talking about Williams Sausage all the time. And I wanted to give, and the complaint is they sell them in the case, and I love that. But they stopped selling them in the case at the Kroger.
Oh, yeah. This is a real problem.
It's a problem because I don't like having to get the, you know, you got to saw the, you know, the roll, the sausage, because they're always like not the same width. You know,
yeah, no.
I don't want to get into it. But anyway, he came in and we had a great visit and he gave us some sausage.
It was very kind.
Very kind. And we sent him off with a book and a couple of other trinkets. So
just, it's always a welcome sight at the end of a long day to see the Williams Sausage truck pulling up. Full of goodies.
The only thing I would have liked to have seen after that is the Gibson's donut truck. That would,
Don't, that would have been good.
I'm just saying. All right. All right, let's go to Bill in Georgia. Hi, Bill. What's going on?
Hey, Todd, longtime listener. Hey, two things I'm being facetious. One is Hollywood, set an example, disarm, get all guns and violence out of your movies because you're the moral compass of society. You know everything, so let them disarm, set an example. Now, you know darn well they won't, number one, or they would go broke if they did. So that's the first thing. Second thing is there's way more children killed by motor vehicle accidents. Whatever the top speed limit is in the U.S., let automakers govern every vehicle down to that speed limit. If it's 65 or 75, let's keep every vehicle at 65 or 75 because nobody needs a vehicle that goes over that, just like nobody needs a gun that has high capacity. So that's what I have for today.
Bill, I'm going to do you one better. Do you know that in 2020, I believe those are the last numbers we have, according to the FBI crime stats, more people were killed in America by hands and fists than they were by AR-15s?
Amen, brother.
There you go.
That's the reality of life. Yep.
It's the reality, and we gotta talk about facts. Hey, all right, Bill, you give us a call back. I like the way you think. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Roy in Salem, Oregon, KYKN. Roy, guess what? We're coming to your town in a couple of weeks.
I know that.
We're doing a big, like, it's a big barbecue. Roy's like, well, yeah, of course. Everybody knows it. What's wrong with you, Starnes? Roy, you gonna come, are you going to be able to get out to the big barbecue?
I'm going to try, yes, Todd.
I love this. So, yeah, we're doing a big barbecue. It's called a summer barbecue with Todd Starnes, hosted by KYKN and the Republican Party there in Salem, Marion County. Republicans.
Yeah,
it's going to be, July 22nd. And you can go to kykn.com if you want to get tickets. That's kykn.com. Roy, I've been hearing lots of great things about Adam's Rib Smokehouse, and I can't wait to try the food.
Yeah, they've been in town for quite a while here in Salem, mostly over in Marion County. I live over in Polk County, just across the river. I was told to get right to my point.
I know. That's my fault, Roy. So Grace has given me the evil eye.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway, Todd, you know, I'm hearing all these people call in. They're talking about we need more police officers in these schools, 4 or 5 police officers here. Depending on the size of the school, why don't they just put video cameras that are aimed at each door in the school, have a monitor up at the main office, and they could reduce the number of police officers depending on the size, you know, if the buildings are all connected together. They probably could just get a hold of a well-known, I'm not going to recommend any of them, but security things. They can put, today they can put video cameras at windows and doors and everything. I don't know why anybody hasn't suggested that yet. And they can see if a door is open, closed, And if they see, and they can even see who the person is that is opening the door.
Yeah, Roy, I think this is it's a great idea. It's a common sense idea. And I know they had video cameras and monitors in Uvalde, but for whatever reason, and we're starting to see some of that video, but that was just a colossal breakdown of the grown-ups and the people whose job it was to protect those kids. And so they screwed up royally. So, look, I see what you're saying, and I think that's a good idea. Roy, got to run.
One more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was in a park. We're in Salem, Oregon, but we were going to Arizona. We were in a park down there that had cameras on an 8-foot wall that went all the way around our park. I talked to that chief of the security there, and the monitor that was in the security office had like thumbprint type. And if the beam was broken between those cameras, it set off an alarm. It would take that particular picture and enlarge it full size of the monitor screen. You know, there's all kinds of stuff like that, Todd, and I'm not going to tie you up any longer, but...
It's a good point. It's a good point, Roy. All right, we hope to see you up at Salem, Oregon in a couple of weeks. By the way, you folks in Alabama and Mississippi on the Gulf Coast, I told you, we're on the road. We are going to be busy this summer heading to WPMO country. And I'm going to be speaking at a great scholarship banquet at Lighthouse Baptist Academy. And we need your help here, guys. We're trying to raise scholarship money for this great Christian school. They're doing some incredible work raising up next generation Christian patriots. And we want you to be a part of it. But if you can't make it down, you can still contribute a few dollars to the cause. All you have to do is go to lbatheodore.com. Like, what's Theodore? Theodore, Alabama. Lighthouse Baptist Academy, lbatheodore.com. You will see on the page, it'll smack you right upside the eyeballs. You'll be able to see where you can donate money or get tickets. It's going to be a great night. I'll be speaking, and the following, that's a Saturday night, and then the following morning I'll be speaking at Lighthouse Baptist Church, and all the information is there on the website, lbatheodore.com. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You know what I want to do, Grace Baker? We're going to throw a trivia question out there. Since you've stirred up a hornet's nest today... We were talking about the oldest president, but who is the youngest president? Who was the youngest president ever elected? 844-747-8868. We're going to give people a copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a drawl. That's what we'll do. So if you know the answer, the youngest president ever elected, give us a call, 844-747-8868. Chanston Butt Edge, throw a little hissy fit. That's Mayor Pete's husband, Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary. Apparently, Lauren Boebert, she's the congresswoman from Colorado. She posted something on Father's Day celebrating dads as fundamental. The role of dads is absolutely fundamental to the family and to society as a whole. That's what Boebert wrote. On this Father's Day, I want to send a shout out of gratitude to all the dads of America. Now, Chasten, who he and his husband used a surrogate to birth babies. And you might remember this story. They were actually, Chasten and Pete were admitted to the hospital as if those two men were literally giving birth to the children. I mean, it was all staged. It was just theater, and it was mocking true motherhood, as if they went through labor. So anyway, Chasten is very upset because Boebert apparently mocked Secretary Buttigieg for taking off 2 full months for paternity leave during a raging supply chain crisis that still rages today. So he's very upset. Get over it, Chanston. Just get over it. All right, let's go to the phones here. We want to know the youngest president elected. Let's go to Jason. Jason, what say you?
John F. Kennedy.
That is incorrect. Good try, though. That's who I would have gone with, was JFK. Or maybe Barack Obama. But it wasn't Barack Obama. Did I just give away? I just gave away. No, I didn't give it away. But anyway, 844-747-8868. If you want to try your hand at trivia, we're looking for the youngest president elected to the White House. Who could that be? All right, let's again rehash what's going to happen tomorrow. We are still waiting on the Supreme Court to rule on Roe v. Wade. That could possibly happen tomorrow. Again, tomorrow. But if it doesn't, there's another round of rulings that are going to be coming out next week. So we'll keep you updated. We'll keep you updated on that. So we'll be talking with our good friend Monica Crowley tomorrow. I'm going to be doing her podcast. So we would love for you to come and be a part of that great conversation, Monica Crowley, tomorrow. All right. Wow. This is a head scratcher for folks, and Grace is having a hard time. So let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Mike in Georgia. Mike, what's the answer?
I thought it was John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Nope. Sorry. Oh, no, sir. Sorry about that. This is a head scratcher. Let's go to Howard, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Howard, what's the answer?
I believe it was Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes, you are correct. It was, in fact, Teddy Roosevelt. Congratulations, Howard. Now, did you look Thank that up? You. Did you have to look that up?
No. I actually was going to say JFK because I was a teenager when he was president. And everybody commented that he was so young, but I heard the guy answer that and was wrong. So, well, it's got to be somebody else that was young, and it had to be Teddy Roosevelt.
So he was 42 years old when he was elected president. JFK was 43. But here's what just really surprised me: the five youngest presidents. We're looking at Obama at 47. U.S. Grant was 46. Then you got Clinton, JFK, and Teddy Roosevelt.
Wow. There.
All right, Howard, hang tight. Grace Baker is going to get your information, and we're going to send you a little gift in the mail. Congratulations. I love it when they're difficult like that. Well done, everybody. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great day. ToddStearns.com, our website. If you haven't already done so, we'd love for you to sign up for the newsletter free of charge. And you can do that again at ToddStearns.com. Be good, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.